Well, one thing we know from Twitter yesterday, a very popular Twitter, is that Eric Schmidt, that now former CEO of Google, apparently believes he's an adult.
You're roughly how old?
55.
55. You will retire when your job ceases to be blank.
Well, we've actually agreed that I have to stay at Google with Larry and Sergey for a very long time.
But just personally, I'll stop doing this lousy job when it stops being blank.
My current plan is to do it when I keel over, which hopefully will be a long time from now, because the opportunity to empower people with information is the opportunity of a lifetime.
Hey, lifetimes can be short in the tech business. That's Schmidt speaking with me at an event at MIT last October. And we learned this morning that someone apparently wanted him to keel over. Google co-founder Larry Page, it's been announced, will take over as chief executive in place of Eric Schmidt, who will serve as Page's advisor. The tweet I was referring to there was the first clue that this was taking place. Day-to-day adult supervision, from Eric Schmidt's tweet, no longer needed at Google. With a company as large and as profitable as Google, you can't really ignore these kinds of changes, even if they seem like a non-story or seem, you know, opaquely sort of buried in impenetrable Google speak. For some analysis, we're joined by Jeff Jarvis, journalist and author of the book, What Would Google Do? Jeff Jarvis, what did Google do?
Well, I think that among the many miracles Google has committed over the years, the most amazing one in the end is that they could manage this company to be the fastest growing company in the history of the world and the biggest disruptor out there, being run by a committee, by a junta, by a council of the gods. That is actually pretty amazing. And yes, I think Eric said it that when he talked to you that he'd be there forever, but the truth is that couldn't go on forever. And Eric was really the prince regent training, young King Larry to take over.
Well, let's talk about that for a moment. Let's talk about that for a moment. I mean, is the narrative here that when Schmidt came on in 2001, I believe, Google was a huge player with enormous potential, but it was lacking a real business model. And Eric Schmidt's portfolio was, and his mission and his brief was to create a business model to show that there could be a profitable revenue stream from advertising for a search engine. He certainly accomplished that. Is it time for him to move on?
Well, I think that Google is facing the next metamorphosis, right? It started as a search company and technology company. It became the advertising company, and next it's going to become a mobile company. Schmidt said in Harvard Business Review that all of the strategic initiatives for the company right now are mobile, and mobile really means local advertising, and it means listening to the signals of where you are and what you want so it can give you relevance in both content and advertising.
And it also means a lot more updating and a lot more sort of platform ubiquity, in the sense that Google has to live on all kinds of various platforms. And this, apparently, from some of the reporting, The Guardian particularly, suggests this is where Eric Schmidt kind of stumbled. The Apple or the Google TV thing was delayed. There were some problems with some of the mobile implementations, the lateness of Droid. Is this where Schmidt's weaknesses have become apparent?
Well, no, I think it's more about the company. I asked Eric a few weeks ago when I interviewed him what the biggest problem is for Google, and he said, as he always does, growth, just growth. Google's greatest skill is scale. That's also its greatest challenge, right? It scaled search and advertising and technology, and it scaled Android, too, by making it free and getting it out there everywhere. It tries to scale innovation. But now it has to face a new big scaling challenge with mobile and local, and it was not being necessarily as well coordinated as it could be. It has two operating systems, Chrome and Android, for example. So now with one person in charge who has a very strong and clear vision, who's always been there and been part of what's in charge, now I think we'll see whether or not Larry Page can pull this off to give Google a clearer execution of a clearer vision.
Jeff, with 3 minutes to go, can you give us a sense of what the various challenges are of HP, which has a management shakeup announced this morning, changing the board, Google, which you've sort of already described with the ascension of Larry Page and the removal of Eric Schmidt, and Steve Jobs' apparent, sort of drifting away from Apple as they look forward as a company? It's sort of three very interesting cases.
I think in all these cases, again, they face regular metamorphoses. You know, General Motors lasted as a car company for almost a century. That's not going to be the case anymore. These big companies may last a generation, and if they last any longer, it's only because they change themselves. IBM was a hardware company. Now it's a services company. What is HP? Is it going to be a mobile platform company with as PCs go off into nowhere? Is Apple really a retail company now to a great extent and a design company? What will Google become? Meanwhile, out there, there's Facebook that, with its own visionary, executor there in Mark Zuckerberg, and, we'll see where that goes. I think what happens here is that we are experiencing incredible change, and you ain't seen nothing yet in terms of what's happening here. If you compare this to the Gutenberg years, this is about, 1490. And we haven't really figured out what the internet is yet. We don't really know what technology is. What's going to happen here is that we are going to be connected to each other and information all the time and everywhere. Forget what device it is. Forget the idea of a PC or a phone. You know, the newest Android phone docks into a keyboard and becomes a computer. It doesn't matter. We're going to be connected. What does that mean to the world? And where do you want to be positioned for that in terms of information for us, in terms of advertising, in terms of platforms for technology? What are the risks to that? How much can Verizon just sued the FCC for its so-called net neutrality rules? They could change the network drastically and hold us back as a nation.
Well, and the future may depend on whether or not it's ruled by an executive like Eric Schmidt or a technology visionary like Larry Page.
I think that Eric Schmidt has taught Larry Page to become an executive, or this wouldn't have happened.
So the future is for the visionaries if we're in 1490. I mean, Celeste doesn't remember the Gutenberg era. I lived through it. So maybe that's a positive for Google, maybe a negative for HP, and a question mark for Apple. Fair to say?
Remember when Apple lost its CEO, Steve Jobs, and what happened then?
Yep.
You got to have a visionary.
All right. Jeff Jarvis, journalist, professor at the City University of New York, and author of the book What Would Google Do?, talking about the management shakeup at Google and HP and the future of Apple. All there in one. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.